This is Davinston.
All right, last segment of the show. On the break, we heard Fabian Del Grosso featuring Nadia with Come Closer, and then we had Nadia with Feel the Summer. You can learn more about them. can learn more about both those artists at khb-music.de. That's where you can learn more about them. We will do some Ann Jackson, I guess, because it's what we do. All right, what are the categories? Let me cue the music while you figure out what you want to...
Make up your mind. All right. Of course, right. One of the categories is bite me. No.
Could be.
I know it could be, but they never say that.
No,
they don't. One of the first categories is Mr. Davin. And second.
Which, by the way, is how Joe's now supposed to refer to.
I know that. And then another one is Kill My Life. And the third one is Fucking Liar. So, how do you feel, Joe?
Five Mr. Davins.
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
Kill My Life.
Three of those.
Okay.
What am I like? I'm ordering at the deli.
I know. And I'll have a side of Fucking Liar.
And Fucking Liar is five.
Oh, wow. Okay. Fucking Liars. Okay. I'm going to say four Mr. Davins, one Kill My Life, and three Fucking Liars. So then I'm going to check and see what the people in the chat want to do with that one.
All right. So Anne is...
We have Lisa says, three Mr. Davins, no Kill My Life, and two Fucking Liars.
God bless you.
Bless you. Joe's exploding with allergy.
You are just, like, awful.
What?
Stop sniffling into the fucking mic.
It just makes it worse.
How long
snort,
you
snort,
doing
snort.
That club you think the way you clocked your head, you could knock some snot out of you.
Clocked his head. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He hit himself in the noggin.
I know.
He dented the car when he did it.
I might think that's what happened.
Oh,
sure it is. I think
ow.
I hit my head in the car, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, what's good? Yeah, I clanged my head in the car. Yeah.
All right, so Anne is trying to show me that these people are still online.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, Mr. Davin!
Oh, there's one.
Input the mail address, and then you can do the research. By the way, I met an old friend of mine. My two students passed the exam of entering Harvard University.
What?
Great.
Wow.
Well, she teaches, so we can have some of these nitwits here.
Oh, boy.
Perfect. Then she goes, Mr. Miller, kindly return the money to me. All of fucking gold bars is real scam from Brown Cotton, you, and Parker Green. You are a...
Fucking asshole.
Fucking liar?
Fucking liar.
Yes!
Which is what Trump likes to call CNN when he's not on camera. You are a fucking liar in the very beginning. I am going to send it out to every FBI office in the U.S. You are not human beings. I also want to tell the truth. Brown Cotton has no ability at all. He abuses the real FBI ability, and he is the shame of IC3. This is the truth. If you all do not return the money to...
Me.
I'm going to take big actions to send big file to every FBI office.
Bigly?
Bigly. FBI offices reply to me as long as I send mails to them. This is not a joke.
Oh, it is a joke.
Oh, it is.
The Rita issue from Miller. When Miller asked
me
if I want to chat with you while Rita being online with him, I did refuse to chat with Miller. You chatted with her for love. Rita was suspicious of me.
Me
chatting with Miller. At that time, I did not know there was something between Miller and her. Miller is a real love scammer, asking her money. It's $2,500. Rita asked
me
a couple times about this issue. I was shocked. Rita sent
me
messages saying Miller is in love with her. They were going to build up the relationship. I'm sure it worked out well.
Oh, I'm sure.
Miller asked Rita to send money to the agent in UK called White Nicholas.
White Nicholas?
Because they do the names backwards. I think it's supposed to be Nicholas White.
White Nicholas. Sounds like a porn name. My name is White Nicholas.
No, it's what some people call Santa.
That's true.
I'm kidding.
Why would you encourage her?
Because it sounds White Nicholas would sound
white, Nicholas.
White Christmassy, you know, white beard Nicholas.
St. Nicholas.
This Miller is shameful. As was that explanation.
Hey, I'm Santa during the winter. I'm an authority.
I do not think he's a real U.S. soldier or you're a real Santa. He sent
me
three photos of his dick.
Oh, wow.
We've seen those photos.
Does Does Santa's dick look like a candy cane? Just asking.
You suck at it. You haven't met your
That's what she wrote. Three photos of his dick.
Three photos of his dick.
Yes. Which is one more than Joe recommends.
Yes, just one. One and out.
I lost them because my PC once got virus, and I did lose those files.
Damn you! Infected dick pics.
Usually it's gonorrhea.
Then the woman who brought this to our attention, her issue, from Parker Green. Parker Green issue. Parker Green once fell in love with this woman. Green would like to introduce Jennifer Green to her. This woman doubted
me.
Truly speaking, there is nothing between
me
and Green. Green never asked money from her. I knew her, and I dare say she is a fucking liar.
Oh, there you go, two.
Dos in Spanish.
Dos.
Brown Cotton is fake IC3. He has no ability to judge the truth. He even does not know how to bust the criminals. He never comes to Japan, but lies to
me.
He chokes my money with his agent listed David Moore, Lydia Igwe, Gloria Gandy.
Roll call.
Gloria Gandy Williams and Yvonne Yeboah. These are the real people.
Yeah.
Jennifer Green issue. She is very stupid.
Yeah, because the first thing she needs to do is look both ways when she crosses the fucking street.
Thank you.
My truck coming out of nowhere. Barreling our sweet Jennifer over.
Armored car.
She is very stupid. Her lies are very easy to see through, yet I do not.
Yeah, you're right, right. Every time she says, Mommy, I come running.
See, now this is where I call you Ann Jackson with the Trump stuff. I go, it's right there! But when I get mad at Joe with some of the Trump stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, it's right there!
But like, every time she says mummy, she would turn her head. It's like every time he says bigly, you're on board.
I want to be his bigly. I'm his bigliest. I'm going to Mar-a-Lago. I'm going to Mar-a-Lago.
You'll
I'm
going
to bang Tiffany if I get permission.
You'll see.
Or if I'm somebody else is in the room, I better not be there. Well, he's getting banged, or I'll get in trouble. Oh, we're making fun of Joe's God. I'm sorry, Joe. He's a good man.
Joe's tired. See.
She is very stupid. He sees her lies are easy to see through. She wanted to clear the funds, and she has no money. She told
me
that funds will release to her if I pay for the fees to reactivate the account. And now we have a list. Number one, she never gave me the bank info. Number two, she asked to trust her. And we've seen that with Jane, the trust thing.
Yeah. Please trust me, my king.
Yeah, I'll fucking give you a king.
Yeah.
Right in the ass. Number three, she was lying, saying that she put the money to a real motherfucker. I think she meant to say a real, but she spelled it R-E-L-A, so I'm going to say a real motherfucker.
Rilla.
A real motherfucker.
A real motherfucker. She has no money to pay for the traffic fare.
What?
Traffic fare.
I don't know. Maybe she's flying United. I don't know.
Surprised that they don't charge that in the Long Island Expressway.
Yeah, does that mean tolls?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Number four, she does not know she has to pay for the fees if she goes to the bank. She is a fucking liar.
Oh, there's three.
Number five, this girl is really stupid.
Just in case you didn't get it the first time I said it.
She is a scammer. She is Jayanthi Marum. That's the first
time. Oh, wait now.
And she's what?
She's Jayanthi Marum.
That's the original scammer that killed her friend.
Oh, so now she's putting it together that Jayanthi is really Jennifer?
That's what she's saying. Write that down. That's what I should call this segment. She is Jayanthi Marum. I should have written shit down for the other segments. What the hell?
Yeah.
Now I'm fucked. Dead sucks. Eric Bohr and Sarah Francois issue.
Sarah Francois.
They are fake Interpol people because these two people asked Cinta to pay for the fees. Cinta never gets any money, and these two people asked for another payment after Cinta sent $1,000 to them. It is obvious to see the truth. Advanced fee fraud. It was so fucking obvious. Why are we here years later?
Yeah, really?
This is why I sent many mails to Interpol. Interpol denied it. I did call Interpol three times. She forgets that she sent these people.
I know.
She's obscuring that little detail.
Yeah it's like, oops, there's your part in it, honey.
Fake UN Secretary Melvin Santos. This man is...
That's the way it reads on his business cards.
What is he?
This man is...
A fucking liar. A
fucking asshole.
Not even close.
Oh.
Very idiot.
Very idiot.
Very idiot. This man is very idiot.
Very idiot.
He cheated on me.
Oh.
That was sad. And he is the big one behind all of this. Okay. Green told...
Me.
He made a speech in UN conference. Is that what he told you? He gave himself the title doctor. Can you believe it? No. Well, I mean, I could believe he gave himself the title, but
yeah.
I don't believe any of this other horseshit. He is shameful. He is a real scammer. He has no ability. No, not fair.
Yes.
He does.
He does.
Let's not sell the man short. He's a doctor after all. These days, I just watched a movie about UN. UN is very corrupted and has no function at all.
What? What?
I don't know. I must have missed that movie.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
Conclusion. What? Ball Busting Blue.
Oh, wow. Oh.
These people are rotten eggs. Actually, that's what we should call this segment, shouldn't we?
These people are rotten eggs?
These people are rotten
okay.
eggs.
Okay, yeah.
I watch news and I never believe in politicians. Green is dirty. Hose him off, bitch.
He likes it.
He told
me.
Politics is dirty, but he uses me to get a job working with this rotten egg, Melvin Santos. Miller uses
me
to get a job belonging to Melvin Santos. Criminal enterprise for the base for the terrorist group and smuggling. They are criminals. Mr. Davin!
Oh, too.
Please report them on your radio show. Thanks.
Done.
Wow, your fake, your so-called radio show or the real one?
I don't know. I'll decide.
Okay.
Maybe I'll go to FDU.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Davin!
Ooh, wait, same one.
No, it's a different one.
Oh, three.
Mr. Davin! That's the same one. These people are in Asia now.
Wait. No, it was only two.
No, it was three. First was blue, then this is black.
Oh, okay.
Fucking smacker.
I can't tell. You said it twice. Mr. Davin, two time.
This is why women disappear and show up in body parts.
Christ. You have a low threshold for pain.
I won't feel a thing. You might wind up as dog stew. These people are in Asia now. Please see the truth busted.
Truth busters.
Put your hands behind your back, Truth.
you got the right to tell us exactly what happens.
Yes.
Wait, I always
and
do.
And he did. That's pretty honest of him, because yeah. It's the truth.
Fake truth.
The truth.
You have the right to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
Yeah, you have the right to tell you, nothing but you.
I did. Okay, I will. God.
They are online. They are criminals. I will send the info out. Fake Interpol Eric blocked himself out.
What? Blocked himself out? What is that?
He disappeared.
Oh, okay.
I think we're going to do our shortest part three ever.
What? Okay. That's cool.
Joe's got to drive.
Yeah. Yes.
It's late.
Yes.
And we got a big chunk coming up next. Why start it now?
Yes.
Well, we'll continue. We'll start with September 14th, 2014.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So. Well, I mean, those were some pretty... I mean, it was a short but sweet. I am blown away by the fact that she just put together that Jennifer is Jayanthi.
Yes.
I'm like, what? She never said that before. You just stole my pen.
No, I didn't, asshole. It's right here. Douche.
Pen stealer.
I fucking put papers over there. How fucking blind are you that you can't tell the difference between paper and pen?
I'm pretty blind.
You are an asshole.
Yes. Are you new?
No. It's just, it's exhausting. Your assholishness just grates on me.
You used to love it when I was an asshole. Oh,
it's like a never-ending Daughtry song. We get it. You're boring
wow.
and droning on and still present.
How did I get blamed for
Daughtry?
Daughtry
sucks, but he's good. You know, it's like...
Well, you missed
so
the Daughtry part
saying?
Of the show.
Oh, because Daughtry opened, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute.
I'm a singer-songwriter.
What the fuck was that?
It's all those singer-songwriters. I'm a singer-songwriter. This is my story.
I'm so scared. But you understand what
I'm
you just
so
did.
Scared.
You just threw me under the bus really hard with that.
Real, real.
Yeah, because he's saying you're like Daughtry, and you go, well, he sucks, but he's good.
He
and
said you're good.
As opposed to me.
Well, he said you're good.
No, I didn't say it. I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, they want to make up.
Aww.
I'm back, but you hate her as much as I do.
Would you stop?
Just be honest.
No, he does.
Stop lying to people about your involvement in things.
I love Pip.
Stop lying to people about your involvement and what you did to cause actions. Stop it, Joe. I'm not going to put up with it anymore.
I see where he's going.
Now it's Pip. Does it never end with you?
No.
I just don't know what to believe.
Why don't you throw yourself under the bus?
No, I'm doing a good job of it myself.
Yeah, I know.
Save a little for yourself. Don't bump a stupid head.
I don't mean literally. You look
no,
at
I
me
meant
like,
literally.
No, I never mind.
I drive in traffic and pay tolls and gas for this.
And this is the best you're treated.
I know.
Consider your options.
I know.
We let you talk. Most people don't. They put you in the corner with the keyboards. Sometimes you don't even make the poster.
Oh, oh, oh. That was addressed.
Yeah, that was addressed.
As well it should be.
Yeah.
What the fuck's up with that?
He apologized. He said, I had to put something in there. I didn't have a decent picture, so I put
I had to eliminate somebody, and it was you.
Yeah, no. But I was put. No, the new ones have me back in.
Oh, good.
I told Johnny, I go, I'm playing in two bands that night. I'm not even anywhere in this fucking poster.
Well, they want people to come. Walked into that one.
Oh boy, with my two suitcases. Hi.
Here, can you make fun of me now? I'm ready. Scooch over, Pip. It's my turn.
Can I set this up on this tee for you?
Let me place it, Mr. Davin. Ooh, hit it hard. Whack it for. Can you, Aaron, judge this for me?
Funny.
I just fucking whacked that one 500 feet.
Wow. All right. That's what really happened to his head, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, right. Aaron Judge stepped up and went, fuck, that thing's solid. All right, let's thank some people for permitting this to transpire. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tau of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tau of Energy LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey.
Oh, wait, we got to do the total. I'm sorry.
What? Oh, we totally forgot that. Okay, we had three Mr. Davins. Lisa killed that.
Yeah, Lisa.
We had Kill My Life. Lisa said zero.
Yeah, Lisa.
And we had three fucking liars, but Lisa said two, but she was the closest. So Lisa blew us away.
That a girl, Lisa. Way to blow.
Yay. Good girl.
Nobody blows like Lisa. Yeah. Start to read again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot where I was.
It just started again.
Oh, I was in your den. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey.
Take Pip with
Chef
you.
Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescas-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their regular dinner menu, which is available all day long. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, we got anything coming up?
I'm sure at some point we will.
All right, the exuberance is too much to take. Experience all that Portobello has
Brace
to
yourself.
Offer. Or 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more. Give them a call, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. Look, you deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
And now we play Can Pip Get Through This Read?
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite.
Really? On a fucking quick bite?
Because you goaded her.
Because you goaded her.
Stupid.
Oh,
you
got yes,
you thrilled that you goaded her.
She's an asshole. Just admit it.
No, I can't get through
I didn't ask you to
thing.
Admit it. I wouldn't expect
no,
it to
you.
No,
goaded.
I wouldn't.
You didn't start, set her up to fail. I would.
Thank you. Thank you.
She's yes. saying you failed.
I know.
She
I did.
She knows she failed. She
I
fucked
know
the
I
wind
did.
Up.
As usual. Well, she's consistent.
I'm going to try to get through this. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Jen Carelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Carelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.jencarellispizzanj.com. That's www.jencarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Carelli's.
Aw, you did it.
Yay!
That's so hard.
You never know.
We should we gotta come up with a game of like something versus Pip getting through a reed.
It's only that one.
No. This late at night, there's no games.
No.
No games. Side Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. SideSplittingProductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Hey, you could do Christmas in July. We'll send you Joe.
That's right. You've done it before.
Them. Yeah, sure. And there's nothing better than Joe and hot, sweaty Santa Claus at your house.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
It's a good time.
I hope you'll listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard, and you'll listen to Mr. Helix is the DJ during that time.
Wednesday, tomorrow, the 12th and the 13th, I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club down in Point Pleasant. 8 o'clock shows, 1-877-UNCLE-VIN for tickets and info. And on the 16th, I will be at the Brokerage Comedy Club in Belmore. Go to Gubs.com for tickets and information.
There you go. We've done all we can do. I've done my work for the week. I worked last night, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm done. Although I was kind of like doing a two-man show. It was like Dangerfields, and there were some drunks, and they have a piano on the stage.
Yeah, I know.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I've worked there, yeah.
And Pat Dixon was there playing the piano, so I was kind of like, but I hadn't seen Pat in a long time, so I was kind of busting balls with Pat back and forth instead of doing my fucking show. All right. So it's a weird dynamic when you got somebody playing jokes underneath, like playing the piano underneath your jokes? Yeah, it's very weird.
That's very strange.
I find it distracting.
I was trying to get there was one day, found out I was a keyboard player. He's asking for selections to play during the show.
That's so weird. It's like you're taking requests while the show's going on. That's just strange.
No, it's just weird. I'm not used to having somebody up there, like sitting next to me.
Yeah.
I never understood why the piano was up there to begin with.
Because they got no place else to
put it. There's no place. Yeah, well, it's like the way my house is going to look where I put
it.
But
I mean, how many comics are coming in? They go, you know what? I need a piano.
But I never. And you know what the thing about it, Pip? The damn thing takes up most of the stage.
It does.
Oh,
it's
what
not
a pain.
Like it's in a back. The damn. I don't know why. You could barely fit on the stage because this fucking piano is up there.
And this is from a keyboardist.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's like this fucking piano.
If anybody's going to appreciate it, it's going to be Joe.
Not when I'm doing comedy.
I know,
I'm playing a gig. Oh, wow, a grand piano. This will sound great when I'm doing stand up. It's a fucking piano on the fucking stage. I can't even stand up here.
Yeah, there's not a lot of tell us a joke. You're the piano man. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like they have guitars or banjos maybe or something, but giant friggin' stand up pianos? No.
And I'm incapable of ignoring it because there's somebody on the stage with me.
Playing.
Because if a joke doesn't work and some jokes don't work because they're chatty.
Well, what was Pat doing up there in the first place?
Playing the fucking piano.
I don't get that. During your set.
That's what? And every time I've been there.
Did he come up to do it while you were up there?
No, he'd been up there before I was up there.
Yeah.
But he wasn't doing a set that night, apparently. But I've been, every time I'm there, they got somebody playing the damn piano underneath. So if a joke doesn't work, you hear like a little tickling of the ivories, which in my opinion just accentuates the
the cricket.
Yeah.
Tickly.
You don't want to hear a trill in E after a fucking joke dies, you know?
I know, that's worse.
I was just bantering. I was just doing a show with Pat. I mean, I hadn't seen him in 15 years, just going back and forth. Then we got talking about, I guess the new studio doesn't have a chat room. Anthony's new studio, because he does a show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, did they miss the swastikas?
Well, that's ours.
That was our portion only? Okay.
So I was trying to explain to him that the compound, in the middle of my fucking set.
what's the audience doing while you're having this conversation?
Because, him and I are making fun of each other.
Yeah, Pat and three audience members are playing poker there Saturday.
I don't know. He said something. He goes, "Yeah, that's the reason the joke didn't work." Because he did something. I go, "Will be the next time. Next time I'm at the mic at the deli, and I'm telling five comics." <I'm laughing. laughs> But I mean, it's just so weird.
That's very strange,
especially when it's not a good audience.
Yeah.
You know, you got the drunks up in the front who want to shout out at you. And
they want to join in.
It's just weird. I had fun. I always have fun, but it was weird.
Yeah. I don't think I dig that.
Mm. All right. I think we've done all that we can do.
Yeah.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.